He is the premier rational apologist for the Christian faith in our era. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at philosophers who are believers, and this man I just quoted is another intellectual heavyweight.
John, Kelly Clark edited the book Philosophers Who Believe, and he described Richard Swinburne as the premier apologist in our era. Swinburne was not raised in a Christian family, yet he always remembers looking at life from a Christian perspective and praying, something he attributed to what he learned in school.
You know, it's sad young people don't get the same exposure today.
I know. By the time Swinburne went to study at Oxford University, he had developed a strong Christian worldview. This placed him in the minority, but he enjoyed the debate, and he took comfort in the fact, the Bible reminds us, God likes working with the few against the many. The university was heavily weighted against the rationality of Christian belief, and Swinburne was frustrated by the church's lack of a response.
Yeah.
So he used the tools of philosophy to fight back, and he developed a cumulative case for the existence of God and the intellectual respectability of Christianity.
Now, by cumulative case, you mean he made a number of arguments that worked together to kind of build momentum, right?
And Swinburne used what's called the inductive method. That is, he built momentum towards showing God's existence is more probable than not. He said, "Holding a true view about very big metaphysical issues matters to me enormously. And I do honestly believe that if I judged that experience or argument led to a position contrary to that of my youth, I would not have concealed that fact from myself. I have no wish to worship a God who does not exist."
Reason Why with Alec McClellan is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.